Okay, we're starting. This is the Union State meeting on April the 4th, 2026 at 6 o'clock. This meeting is private, bearing false witness, misrepresentation, and posting inflammatory rhetoric in public forums is forbidden and shall be addressed in an appropriate matter. To eliminate all conflict and false allegation, is there anyone in attendance at today's meeting that is a member or agent of any law enforcement agency or public agency of the federal, state, county, city, or township agencies present? Is there any response to visiting for the first time? Hearing none. This meeting is private, bearing false witness, misrepresentation, posting inflammatory rhetoric in public forums is forbidden and shall be addressed in appropriate matters. To eliminate all conflict and false allegation, is there anyone in attendance at today's meeting that is a member or agent of any law enforcement agency or public agency of the federal, state, county, city, or township agencies present? Is there any response to visitors for a second time? Hearing none. This meeting is private, bearing false witness, misrepresentation, and posting inflammatory rhetoric in public forums is forbidden and shall be addressed in appropriate matter. To eliminate all conflict and false allegations, is there anyone in attendance at today's meeting that is a member or agent of any law enforcement agency or public agency of the federal, state, county, city, or township agencies present? Is there any response of vivid decisions for this third time? Hearing none, anyone who is here under false pretense, anyone who is working for any foreign government, including the territorial United States or the municipal United States, anyone who is being paid or coerced to be here must fully disclose their presence or purpose now or leave the premises or conference call. If they subsequently show up as federal witnesses, they are discredited for failure to disclose. Okay, the meeting is open. And I think, Pauline, are you on here? Yes?
Yep.
Do you want to go ahead and do the prayer?
Sure. Heavenly Father, thank you for gathering us here today in unity and purpose. We are grateful for this opportunity to come together to build our assembly and to restore our republican form of government grounded in righteousness and truth. Father, guide our hearts and minds so that we may act with respect, wisdom, and integrity in all that we do. Strengthen our commitment to all this just and inspire each of us to serve willingly in the areas where we are best called for the greater good of our fellow Nevadans. We ask that you rain in abundance of your supernal blessing and your divine favor over our Nevada Assembly, upon ANA, upon the Federation of States. Grants us clarity, order, and unity as we establish our elections, officers, committees, and our dual assembly. Help us to build these foundations with diligence and fairness so that we may rightly operate our common law courts. Father, help us to firmly establish our standing and structure here in Clark County. Guide us as we walk in our proper status as American state nationals peacefully, that we may govern ourselves in alignment with the principles and parameters of the Constitution and your divine will. May your Holy Spirit guide each of us this day, and may all that we do be led by your wisdom, grounded in truth, and carried out in peace. I say these things humbly in Jesus' name. Amen.
So be it. Thank you, Pauline. That was great.
Thank you.
Okay. In my thing, hang on a minute. I got to get back to what it is I wanted to. Okay. The first thing is, Mark, do you have anything? I know I tried to talk to Robert. He's eating or whatever. Do you have anything on the election stuff, on what's going on? We're supposed to vote on some few things, but still not sure what that is. Mark, can you talk?
We lost Mark.
Rocky, can you hear me?
Keith, or what?
Yeah, I'm just sorry. I just wanted to make sure my mic was working. Sorry, I yield.
Okay. We can't hear Mark. Hang on a minute, let me...
How about now?
Now we can hear you.
Okay, great. Okay, so I know that Robert successfully uploaded the advertisement on, I think it's called Next Door, and it's been up for about 10 days now, I think. So we are in the process of getting our elections going.
Okay.
And
did we get any documents? Did we get any documents created or whatever so we can show everybody what it is that we're trying to do? Mark? We can't hear you now. Okay, Mark. Yeah, we lost you. Can you try to talk again, or there's your mic? Anyway, until Mark can actually be able to talk. Okay. Yeah, I can hear you now.
Okay, I switched off the audio on the computer. I did put together a list of items, and I think I sent them over to you last week. But for the group, the items that we're going to be voting on was going to be the advertisement, the language of the advertisement, the location of listings. I came up with a few places. I ran them past Michelle, but I hadn't heard from her. And the cost of the advertisement and how we are doing the ballots. But we can check off items here already. Robert already wrote up the advertisement and posted it. So the location, the language, and I believe the cost was free. So those three items we've kind of already gone through. The whole group didn't get a chance to vote on it. But we kind of took the initiative to move forward.
Okay. And I think in the future, I mean, people here can talk up if they want. But, again, this is supposed to be everybody's decision on doing things. And we really need to get everybody's opinion if we can. You know what I'm saying? I know Robert was trying to hurry up and get it done because the longer we wait, you know, we put it off, the longer it's going to take for us to get our officers, right?
Right.
So does anybody have any questions for Mark or what is being done? I know everybody should have got an email, I think, yesterday about the elections, and I think he put in it the information for that. So did everybody get that email? Or I did get some emails from somebody that certain people that said they did get them.
Rocky, I did. One.
You didn't get it?
No.
Neither did I. Some of us are not getting them.
Yeah, I did not either, Rocky.
Okay, from Robert? Okay. Let me see if I can do this. See if I can separate my email here. Nah.
I did find one from him in my spam folder from a couple of weeks ago. So
okay.
It might be getting filtered.
It might be, yeah. Here, let me try to do something here real quick. I'll do this in Word real fast. Yeah, let me share my screen there. Can you guys see my screen?
Yeah.
Let me see if I can blow this up. This was the email that he sent out to everybody.
Yeah, so I received that.
Okay, so basically it's saying that he wanted to give everybody an update, you know, on the moment. And this is what Mark's talking about, the Next Door, this part here, is the Next Door. If you actually create an account, you have to create an account to look at Next Door, which is an issue for being public, I think, even though Nextdoor is public. But you have to have an account for it to be public, you know what I'm saying? So I don't know if the de facto or other people are able to see that. And then he goes on to explain that we have 30 days of posting nominations, which is what all this stuff is. But if you scroll down in this, this is the part that the first thing that we need to hear is notice of election sent at least 15 days before voting, the nominations itself, the election committee. These are the things that we really need to go over and eventually vote on a lot of this stuff. At the meeting on Sunday, I had printed out all of the election handbook. Also on the file server, again, I'll put it today's date, the handbook again. We need to go through the election handbook and make sure everybody's okay with it, you know, how it's supposed to be run and all that kind of stuff, right? Let me see if I have, real quick, I can show you.
Hey, Rocky?
Yes.
Excuse me. I just want to tell you, I've been on that next door of the Springs for a few years since I've been here, and I do know for a fact, because I actually communicated with them before. I know, like, the Henderson police and stuff like that, they are on there. They see that stuff and, you know, some different people. So I know they're on next door of the Springs.
Okay. Well, that's good, because we need them to see, you know, what we're doing, right? We need all of the de facto people to understand what it is that we're doing.
I understand, right.
And that's the whole point of the, you know, it's got to be in the public. So even the public people, not just, you know, the de facto, but even other people that are not ASNs really need to be able to see that stuff too. On here. Okay. This document here, which is the Union State, the Nevada Union State Voting Elections and Official Handbook. We need to actually go through this. You know, I created this a long time ago. And, you know, we need to read it, make sure the spelling, make sure that, you know, it says what we need it to say. Again, I'll put this in the, you know, in the downloads for, you know, in our meeting downloads, so you guys can download it and read it. You know, if you have any comments or you want to make changes to it or whatever, you know, email, you know, coordinator at the Nevada Union State gov.land. And I want to kind of go over that email and what went on with that. I don't know if you guys realize, but about 2 weeks ago, Michael Wilson and Sue basically had my domain shut down. And if you noticed, if you tried to email with something, they bounced back because they were part of that domain. Wow. So what I did is literally overnight, I created the Nevada Union State gov.land domain, and I moved everything to that. That's what we're going to use for now on, because don't want any confusions. We don't want people to attacks again. But I can tell you at this point that domain is back up and running. Okay? You know, the Nevada Assembly gov.land. It is back up and running. I got it back. But we're going to reframe them using it, whatever, just so we don't. The deal is any time that I have to spend time of doing things to try to get information to you guys isn't our beneficial, you know, efforts to doing things, right? So if they really don't like that URL, whatever, okay, we will not use it. We will be keeping it, though. And, you know, it'll belong to the Union State still. But because we are working with the Union State, right, which is this logo, where, well, it's actually, you know, this, the Nevada Union State, this logo's actually even changed. Let me see if I can show you that. What I've been trying to do is, as things come up and people complain about things or there's some kind of confusion going on, I tried to correct that, okay? This is our current logo. And this is dried from Anna. I actually talked to Anna, and I told Anna, how do we need to make the logo so it's not confusing? And it actually says what we are. And you notice it doesn't say land and soil on it, because the word national means soil, okay? And that's what Anna said, we need to call it national, because that is our soil jurisdiction. So that's why it says national jurisdiction. And then it says the Union State, which is all the counties, are able to use this logo. You know what I mean? Because us as the people in our counties and our state, you know, because if you're in a county, you're in a state. If you're in a state, you're in a county. That's just fact, right? And the deal is we're not complaining. You know, if somebody wants to use the logo, you know, it's if you're going to try to do it in a official capacity, then it needs to go through the members to be able to use it, just so that we as a group, you know, as all of us, understand. Say, like, if we send it to the de facto sheriff, a letter, and it has this logo on it, we need to make sure that we are all okay with what it says on there and what we're sending to them, right? It's not, you know, I'm not going to okay it. It's got to be all you people, because it's going to come back on you, because if they pull you over or something and they've read this thing and they're going to say, oh, what is this? You know, what do you guys think you're doing or whatever? You guys will know what's going on, right? Because you agreed to it. But this is our logo, and this is the one that represents all the counties, you know, the Union State. And the current domain, hang on here. I'll get over here. The Nevada Union State gov.land. Okay? This is the website. Okay? You notice the logo on it is the same logo. So I will update and get things done as we find out, or we, you know, we're confusing ourselves, I guess, on what's going on. But the deal is we need to communicate with each other, and that's the whole point. You know, as the communication comes in or not, then as a group, we need to decide what it is that we're saying, what's on our website, you know, that kind of stuff, right? So, basically, when I talked to the domain people, they were saying we were using their logo, okay? And, again, I'll show you that. This is the Nevada State logo, okay? If you look at this logo and look at this one here, not even the same. The only thing's the same is it's got the Nevada picture on it. All the wording's different, you know, the layout, it's all different. It's not the same. We're not trying to be the Nevada State, because we're not. We have assembly for that, right? So this is their logo. We don't use this logo for our documents and stuff, for our counties or for whatever. You know, if you're in a county, you're going to come up with your county logo. Now, this is the Clark County logo. And it does say soil jurisdiction. I will probably change this one, too, to be national jurisdiction and not soil. Anna doesn't want us to use the word soil, you know, because we're really supposed to be nationals in our national, you know, jurisdiction. So this logo probably will get changed to that one. This is the one that everybody voted on that they wanted, you know, for Clark County. You know, for each county, they'll do their own logo and have their own information, right? So just so you know, I mean, we're not trying to compete with anybody or trying to step on anybody's toes, or we just need communication. You know, as even you guys, if somebody, you know, talks to you about it, bring it up, you know, so that we can correct stuff or, you know, make decisions on what it is that we really need to do. You know what I mean? Does anybody have any questions about any of this stuff?
I'm sorry, James, go ahead.
No, I just wanted to know, are there any updates on the new LRO website?
On the new one? I did a training session with Aaron a week ago, whatever. I'm got some final touches on it, and I'm hoping that by next weekend it will be up and running.
Sounds good.
We are really close. Aaron, you want to say anything about it?
Brother Aaron.
Aaron, you want to say anything or not?
He's muted.
We can't hear him if he wants to talk.
He's muted.
Yeah, okay. Anyway, I went over to his house and did a training session with him, going over it. He was surprised at how fast it was, how easy it was to use. Right. It's, you know, basically where Aaron's fixing the documents that are getting printed out because, you know, again, I think I messed up some of the documents or some of the imports on how it should be imported. I didn't understand some of the fields. You know, there's certain fields where you use the words like when you're living in Nevada, you're a Nevadan, okay? If you're living in California, you're a Californian, okay? I was mistaking on which ones of those I should use based on where you were born and where you're living, okay?
Right.
So we have to correct a lot of, I had to correct some of that stuff. And then I had some issues with the upload. What I found out is on a Mac, you're allowed to put like commas and periods and stuff in the name of the files that get uploaded. Well, the website doesn't like that. So I'm fixing the program, so even if he does it, it will remove them, and it will fix them to what they should be. But it's just minor things like that we're going over, but it's pretty much functional.
What platform are you using to build the site?
What's that?
What platform are you using to build the site?
It's all wrote in PHP.
Okay.
And it uses... it's using a MySQL database, and it also using a file server to store all the documents.
Gotcha.
Okay. Which is, the file server is the same one that we're going to be using for Quartz and all that to save all those documents. It's a secured site.
Right. Okay.
Somebody's saying that the website is affected with malware.
Yes, Rocky, it's Mark. I've pulled up the website, and my antivirus flagged both of the sites as having malware.
Okay.
I mean, I'm on the site, and I can move around it. It's just that my antivirus has flagged it.
Yeah. What I understand is Google is starting to flag a lot of stuff that they don't like,
right,
if it has it or not. Because there's the only thing on that website is PHP, right? There is no other, there's no way to install any software or, you know, to, you know, put any kind of malware on that machine. It's actually even the software that is running is not even on the web server itself.
Right.
The web server doesn't have any files on it.
Yeah, that's something pretty common for antivirus programs.
Yeah.
Especially with a new website.
So anyway, just so you understand whose logo is what, this one is the state logo, meaning us, the counties and the union state don't use that. We have our own, which is on here. But again, what Mark is talking about, I'll look and see why it's getting flagged or whatever. You know, like I said, is I looked through the file server and, you know, where the actual PHP files are, you know, programs are at and all that. And there isn't no programs on there that, you know, that no EXEs or nothing that could be ran as a virus.
Right.
But I'll look through it again to see if, you know, because the way I have it, I actually locked it down so much that I have to go into it a certain way to even get files on there. Like, nothing can come from the web and get on there unless it goes through my programs on certain things. And only certain users with certain permissions are even allowed to write anything on that file server. So I locked it down a lot because you know, we got to keep our information safe where people are not messing with it. So anyway, so even also too, like when we're talking about this website, you know, our U.S. downloads, this one here doesn't work anymore with thenevadaassembly.gov, even though the URL is active and it's good. But if you change it to the Nevada Union State gov.land, then you got the file server here. And then we go down and, you know, I don't have the fourth on here yet because I'm going to upload a bunch of files to it. But everything now is going to be the Nevada Union State gov.land, just so everybody knows. We don't want any confusions. If, you know, if there is any confusions, let me know so that we can correct them and, you know, get it out to everybody so they understand what it is here, okay?
And there's a little feedback there on that, Rocky. I've had no problem with the site or the index or any of that type of thing. And I've got every kind of virus, antivirus thing you can imagine known to mankind, plus VPNs, and it seems to navigate properly.
Okay. Yeah, I'm a kind of person that I don't use any third-party software to write any kind of websites or anything. I literally write code. So it's all in PHP, and I wrote it all. And again, you know, like the Nevada Assembly website is using WordPress, which is a third-party tool. And WordPress, the reason I don't use it is because it is accessible to viruses and other things.
Right.
Okay, so I don't use it. I write everything in code. And also, when you're using a third-party tool, it actually slows down your website because the third-party tool's got to generate all the websites, the pictures and all that, where I'm doing that in code, so it's faster, right? And I don't know if Aaron can still talk or whatever, or if he can't talk. Can you go over what I showed you on the URL and how the website works?
Yeah, it's quite beautiful. So pretty much when you log in, and I'm actually having some issues today because I'm trying to put people up, but it actually won't load on my computer. But when you're here, we're going over it. Basically, it's super simple. You basically go to the main LRO site, and once you log on, you can put all the information of a new ASN, and then basically import it straight into Affinity Publisher, and it just populates it. Super simple, super quick. It just saves on so much time, and you know, we've kind of thought about a lot of different things. And so there's some minor stuff, like some really just small little things like format and things like that we kind of fixed. So it's just a much more efficient way of doing it as to what we've been doing previously. So it's just exciting stuff. But I'm having a bit of trouble today, so I'm not sure what's going on.
Well, I made a big changes and stuff, so I'm trying to clean up stuff. So okay. You may have troubles with this site.
Okay.
As you see, I went through it. It's going pretty quick right now.
Yeah, it won't even open. It won't even, it says site can't be read.
Well, if you're going to the lro.nevadaassembly.gov.land, that one don't work.
Yeah, okay.
You won't be able to go to it. You got to go to this one I'm doing right now, which is, here, let me do a thing here so you guys can see it better. Let me blow this up. Okay. Can you see that?
Yeah.
That's where you got to go. I moved it all because of them, you know, trying to shut down that domain. So now it's going to here. The Nevada Union State gov.land. As you see, I'm in it right here. This is the LRO.
Got it. We're all good, bro.
Huh?
Yeah, I got it now. It's all good. Thank you.
Okay. But, you mean, if you notice, like, when I was running this, let's go here. Let's go back here. This is the official part where he's doing it. I'm going to do the search. I'm going to search by last name. I'm just going to put an R, and it's going to grab everybody's got an R in their name, and I hit search. It was that quick. It already has all the people that have R's in their name. Then I can come down here and say I want to edit, say like mine. And if I click on it, this is all my information that's on the LRO. This is my documents that are on the LRO. Now this is the screen I got to fix. See, I was messing with some of this stuff because of the upload of commas and stuff in the names. But again, I mean, it's pretty much working right now. Contact information, the document fields for the download, your marriage stuff, and baby deeds. And you can have as many babies as you want. I have two here. But again, when you go to here, then you click on the affinity download here, and it basically you tell it where you want to download this merge file, right? And I think on mine, test one here, Aaron, this one changed. So basically I download it there, say yes, and then I pull up Affinity and it just merges and creates the documents. So it's that easy. All of that's still working. It's all, you know, pretty clean. I just got some stuff on the screen I got to clean up and some of the upload, you know, to try to fix some of the stuff on where Apple allows you to put commas and periods and stuff in the name of the files. Windows and Unix and all that really don't like that. And when you try to show it on a web page, it doesn't know what to do with it. So I'm writing code to fix it. So if it does come over, it'll still work. But so, Aaron, what did you think about the speed of it and how to use it and all that?
Yeah, super simple. Super simple to ease to use. And the speed, oh my goodness, it blew my mind. You know, I've been battling with the speed of the the current LRO for so long. It every time you upload anything, it's, you know, a good 5 to 10 seconds of just waiting and thinking about uploading it. And so, which is adds up over time. And so, especially if you get a lot of people, a lot of paperwork, it's just wasting a lot of time. So that's very exciting. So efficiency is just so much better when we're doing so much paperwork. So thank you, Rocky. You're amazing. I appreciate you.
You're welcome. So, I mean, you asked about the LRO and where it is. This is where it is right now. I do have some stuff to clean up, and I need to get with Aaron again to do a last training on some, you know, like creating the people, and, you know, there's a whole nother section. I don't know if I can go back if it will complain on me here. Let's see. A lot of times it does. Yeah. You go into it. You go new member here, and you click new member. This is where you start creating the new member, and then you basically do save, and it'll actually creates the LRO and everything. If you notice, Aaron, I put this field here, the recording number. Remember we talked about using the recording number off of the old LRO, or the other one? If you type in an LRO number here, it will use this one instead of generating one. Okay?
That's perfect, brother. Thank you.
Yeah. So, you know, I do listen, you know, when people say, hey, this is not working or this we need to do this or whatever. This was something that Aaron suggested so that we can link our old accounts to our new accounts in this one. We can use the same LRO number. You know, it's like when I went to, if I go to search, and it's going to have me log in again. And I pull up somebody. You'll notice up here it has my LRO number for this system. Now, if we use the other number, we type it in there, that number will be up here instead of instead of generating one like this. So that's one change that we made. The other change that I did is, you remember, Aaron, when we were trying to sort some stuff? And I went down here and we said sort it by middle name and I hit sort. You remember it didn't work? Well, now it doesn't give you an error. It actually will do it if there's something to sort by. So if you notice, it's in first name order now.
Yeah, great. I love it.
So, and you see how fast it sorts it and changes it. And the system works pretty good. It's clean. And again, using PHP and writing actual code, you'll get these kind of speeds out of your software. So it's not something I'm specially doing to make it fast. It's just in how I'm writing it, you know, using, you know, real code and stuff to do it. Is there any more questions on it, or we can go on to the other stuff here?
I noticed on the intro for the whole thing, you're either a new person or a person that's already a member. Most people who have already done it, like myself, would come in there, would want to go in where it says you're an existing person. It should say there should be an option to create your account if this is the first time on that site.
The reason
non-members is because everybody's a member. The people who are members will go to the member login, and if they give them the option to create their new their account as a member of the assembly.
Yeah. What I was trying to do is copy the, you know, not really copy it, but kind of the flow of it, of the current LRO, you know, because everybody's used to it. I probably could do that. The problem is when you go to member, it's asking you to log on. There's no place on here. I didn't put anything on here to create an account. You know what I'm saying? You have to have an account to actually log in. You know,
yeah, I think maybe
you log in. Yeah, remember, Aaron, if you remember, this didn't work either. It wasn't showing the images, right? Now it is. So I fixed already a lot of stuff since me and Aaron talked. But that's what this one here, what it does, it comes to here, and then you put in a username, an email, and a password, and then it actually emails you the create account. You know, because it's got to verify that, you know, you are a real person and you do have an email address, and it is the one that you want to use. So that's what it does. You give it a username, you give it the email where it's going to email you to, and then a password that you want to log in. What you're going to do is you're going to get an email that's going to state, click on here to create your account, and then it goes through the creating an account part, right? So that's what the differences are. You know, if I can come up with another way or something, maybe a button on the other screen, you know what I'm saying? On this screen, not that one. Well, I'm already logged in, so I have to log out. That's the other thing, is I got to put the log out on a lot of these places. Because once you log in, it gives you, I think, I have it set to like 10 minutes. And then after that, it'll make you log in again. So if you don't do anything in 10 minutes, you'll have to log in again. Now, you know, I'm trying to secure it to where if you walk away from your computer and stuff, so that people can't play with your account either, you know. So as long as you're actually moving around in it, it will keep you logged in. But as soon as you stop and walk away for a while, then it will stop. It'll log you out. And then the e-verify part, which is this, where you can come in and I can put in my last name, hit submit, it finds me. This is for the LO, you know, the Leos and all that, so they can look us up, or the de facto. You just kick up my name, and it's got all my information. You know, if I click on one of the documents, it shows my documents to them. You know, all this stuff is working. As I said, it's pretty much done. We're real close. I'm hoping this week I'll clean up all the other stuff. I'll be able to get with Aaron. We'll go through a last training thing, and he can start using it. Yeah, you know, it'll save Aaron a lot of time. You know, Aaron can tell you the amount of time he spends on creating people's accounts and their documents. It's time consuming on the other one. Does anybody else have any questions or anything about it? Or, I mean, you just got a rundown of everything showing you it's working. So
looks freaking awesome, Rocky. So grateful, brother.
And again, remember this new URL, because this is who we are from now on and where you're going to get emails from and whatever. So if you see an email, you know, it's like when Robert sent out the email, it said elections.thenevadaunionstategov.land. So you know if it came from thenevadaunionstategov.land, then it actually come from one of us. So like I have one recording secretary dot that. You know, I have courts dot that. I have, you know, elections dot that. I mean, it's, I also have the voting dot that, because it takes you to the voting site to vote. So we have pretty much, and anybody that's any kind of, you know, what we would consider an ASC, somebody that's actually helping in something, I will give you an email. We don't really want to use our personal emails and clutter them all up with assembly stuff. So I have, you know, the email server is unlimited in emails. I can create as many as I want. It don't cost me nothing. So I'd rather, you know, people physically use the, you know, the Union State emails, right? You know, if you're in a county, whatever, and you only want a county, I'll create you a county one. Because I have, right now I have the Clark County Nevada gov.land, and I have the Nye County Nevada gov.land. So those are the two counties we have kind of up and running right now, you know, as far as even websites. If I go back to here and I type in the Nye County Nevada gov.land. Oops, I broke it. The Nye County. Okay, I'm going to have to fix that one. But that is a real URL, and there is a website for it. But as we get each county to come online, we will create them a place for put their website. And that county will be able to, you know, create their own website and maintain it and all that. You know, it's, you know, Rocky's not maintaining everybody's websites and stuff. So whatever county you're in, you'll need to come up with your own websites. But I will have a place for you to host it, to put it, you know what I'm saying?
Rocky, I have a question. I went in there, looked up my own record through the sheriff's LEO section. I come up there without a picture, and it looks like most of my documents aren't there.
Yeah, I was just playing around with a bunch of people, so I have a bunch of people in there. Your account is not completed. I don't think you can log on to it either. I do have an email, you know, account for you and all that. What I'm going to do is I'm actually going to get rid of some of these accounts and let you recreate them yourself. But I was testing the creating of accounts and that kind of stuff to make sure they're getting created right. So okay. you were a guinea pig.
Thanks.
So like if I went in here, and I think if I put a C here. No. It's going to make me log in. See, I told you I haven't logged in. I was waiting too long. It logged me out. Name. Let's see here. No, I don't see Carlos in here. You sure you got an account? Oh, it is right here. Yeah, see, I didn't put a picture or whatever. But I did create your account. Doesn't have any address or anything. A lot of the documents are not there. That's why I got to redo them so they get created right. That's what I'm testing. So you were a test guy.
Yeah, I feel good.
Yeah, I picked certain people. Because what I wanted is when I went to the the actual search screen. Let's go back here. When I went into here, last name, okay, I wanted to get quite a few people here, so I started creating a bunch of accounts with just different people. You know, and probably some of the information is not even correct. You know, it's just us making up stuff. But, and then I got to get, I don't have everybody's documents. I have a few people's documents, basically the ones that Craig had, I have copies of. Aaron has everybody's, you know, paperwork. And Aaron will probably be the one that'll, you know, fix them all, you know what I'm saying, get the documents up and all that. But first, I'm going to clean up the, clean everybody out and have you recreate your own accounts. And that way they get created right with the right information.
Okay.
You know, I made up stuff, so it's, you know, like I said, I don't even think you're, you said your contact, there's no contact, because I didn't know what to put in there. And it's got my name as an email. So, yeah, it's just bogus information. You know, it doesn't even have where you really were, your nationality, which is where you're born from.
Yeah, you know, I was going to say that on the credential card, that goes into a different server, doesn't it?
What do you mean?
When somebody does the PDF, what is it, 417 or whatever, the scan on the credential card, that takes them to a server with e-verify.
That takes them here.
Okay. So what? Everything was there on that one. What, that database, where does it reside today?
Well, if you're talking about your current credential card, that goes to the current LRO that's, you know, with the Federation, whatever. And it goes through their e-verify and gets your account there. This is totally separate from that.
So this would be duplicate at a local level?
Kind of, yes. I mean, I guess you can call it a duplicate. It's basically the same information, but on two different servers.
I would think that what would be good to do is to synchronize that with the national one.
They won't let it.
Okay, that could cause problems in the future.
Well, the deal is we really, once we we're running our government and everything, Nevada should control everything in Nevada, meaning our LRO and everything, right? What do we care about the Federation? I mean, it would be nice to put them up there, but... You know, my next step after we get this up and running is we're going to create our own credential cards here in Nevada. So, you know, we'll have the same thing.
The reason why I thought that would be the way to go is because at the Federation level, they control the post office, and that's the link to the UPU, and the postmaster is where we generate our future passport. And our credential card should be linked to our passport.
Uh-huh.
And so, and it's kind of like an international ID in our case because we have 50 states.
Right.
But our passport is unified because it represents all 50 states and the Federation.
Right. And you think that the current LRO they're going to put that stuff linking it to the passports?
They should. It's a way to make it work, right?
Let Aaron tell you how he gets things done over on that system.
No, I can imagine there's all kinds of issues, roadblocks. But I don't think they envisioned that. But because they didn't start with the passport, we created a fragmented system building up to the passport.
No, I understand. But the problem is there's issues with that other system just in normal. And there's no really getting them fixed on that system. Now, Aaron, can you tell us what your issues or problems that you've had with the other one?
You know, it's just not very user-friendly. Whenever there's an issue, there's glitches left, right, and center. They keep changing things up and making it more complicated or glitches, and people can't log on. you know, it's, even yesterday, I just did someone's paperwork today, and they couldn't even create an account. And I'm like, maybe wait a day and try again. And then, so they had to get through. So this is just, and you can't get anything fixed. Like, I've been trying to upload someone's documents to bring them from the old LRS, which is the old LRO, Land Reporting Office website, and they're frozen. So I can't upload any documents, and there's no reason why his account should be frozen. And I can't talk to anyone to fix it. So we're just in limbo. So it's just, it's a very flawed system all right around. And so, yeah, it just needs an overhaul or just a new one, basically. But I yield on that one.
Yeah. And see, the deal is when we create our own systems to do what we need in Nevada, we have our IT people that will actually fix that for you. You know, it's, we will make sure that stuff's working. We will not, you know, go a day, you know, with something not working right. And that's an issue that's been going on with the other LRO. It's just sometimes it works, sometimes things don't work, or they'll do a system update and now a lot of things don't work. And then it takes a while for them to fix them all, right? And we don't want to go through that. And what you're talking about, Carlos, too, what Aaron has decided that he wanted to do is create the documents and everything on this system and then upload them to the other system. So that's the reason why I added the part to create the key in the LRO number, if I have that here. Let me go
Rocky,
back.
Rocky, may I?
Yeah, go ahead.
So I apologize. I'm on the phone, so I can't see who's asking questions. So I just want to correct. So the LRO that we're using right now is Washington State. It's not a federation LRO, and it's in control in Terry's hands. So what we're supposed to do, not just Nevada, every state has to create their own systems, no matter if it's the LRO or any other system. So I think people need to start understanding that we're basically all of our own countries, and we have to be in control of everything that we do, if that's easier explained. So it's not going to be part of that old LRO. Every state has to have their own system, their own LRO. So we need to start getting used to thinking that we are on our own, and that we have to make sure that everybody understands the system and focuses, like these meetings, that we have to have our own system. We're not going through anyone else. Like you said, we have to be in control of our own things, just like our courts, just like our paperwork and all that. We need to start understanding that this is ours and we have to work on it. So we got to kind of get past that old LRO system, because we will not be a part of it in the future. And I yield.
Yeah.
Is that a question? I have a question to the person who was talking.
That was Tamara.
Hi, Tamara. This is Carlos.
Hi, Carlos.
Yeah, it was me doing all the questions. The problem I have, I come from a systems integration point of view, and data is our precious resource, and information is our stock in trade with regards to standing up the country. And so, if we do it that way, we'll be very fragmented. One place won't talk to another. We'll have non-standard communication networks and methods and systems and that type of thing. And when it comes to recording all our documents, they should all look the same, no matter what state they're setting up in. And it would be a good idea to set up some kind of what's called a universal standard that everybody designs to. It's okay that everybody runs their own system. They create their own what I call subservices for high quality or whatever, but the data and the method and the protocol itself should be standardized across all states, and that way the American state national, you know, whether it be Nevada and California and New Jersey, all right, they get the treatment is identical across the board, and because, you know, we're talking.
I'm right now in the state coordinator classes and also state recording secretary classes. So we're all going to have the exact same forms. That's exactly what we're working on with all 50 states. So all of us are going to go through the training and everything, which is amazing, you know, who wants to become a state coordinator or recording secretary. So we're all going to have the exact same forms. We're all going to have the E-Verify. So there are going to be certain systems that we have to have in place, all of us. And we're all, like, the state coordinators now, they're in classes, we're all communicating together. So I love when people are starting to understand that, like you said, we, even we're individual, we still have to work with our states, especially our border states, right? Because we go in and out all the time. So that will all be in place in the future. And you'll see, I mean, all the questions that you have are valid, but you will see how it will connect in the future when we're all so standing. Then it's going to be totally different. So, but the main thing is the LRO system is a big deal. The ballot system is a big deal, and our court standing. Those three things is what we really, really have to have up and standing, and then the rest will follow in place. But your questions are valid and correct. Thank you for it, but we will be all connected.
Yeah, my prayer is all of you. Right. My prayer is all of you to give me that mandate to happen. But if we can find a way to create what's called a universal standard to design to, you'll find that all these interchanges of data and information will be able to function, and we won't have the problems like what Aaron has had with regards to the current LRO, because they didn't define a standard that they adhere to, and therefore there's constant changes, upgrades, modifications, and there's no notification anywhere in the chain. So these are the kinds of things that because E-Verify, for example, that would be a national, and it needs to know where to go. And I know that may sound simple, and maybe it is at a local level, but at a national level, it gets quite complicated. And so we want to be able to our identification is what establishes our rights. And that'll be another discussion we're going to have a little bit later on, but it's related to all of this. So how we set this foundation of information establishes how we're going to be able to freely travel and how we're going to be able to deregister our vehicles, for example, or reestablish our ownership of our properties. These all things are all interrelated, and they need to adhere to some type of information input and output that makes it cohesive across all 50 states.
Right. Carlos, I mean, we're getting off topic here and what we're talking about, but like what Tamara was saying is that the current LRO is really not a Federation LRO. It's a Washington State LRO. They're just allowing everybody, all the other states, to use it. Okay?
Yeah, I got that.
So eventually there is going to have to be a Federation LRO that links all of this data together, right? And when we get to that point, that will happen. It's just not going to be now. But we have to, as Nevada, we have to run Nevada first before we can run or help all the other states. I hope that makes sense. But
no, it makes sense. I think we have an advantage that maybe most states don't have, and that's we have guys like you. That knows how to program, knows how to do development, and can create an actual functioning data management system like this. So we may actually solve the problem for the 50 states. It's not beyond the pale. So you know that's the reason why I'm talking about it.
This system here, the way I designed it, at any time that I wanted to, it's like right now you see here where it says first name, middle, last, born, national, blah, 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 right? Say Aaron comes to me and say, hey, Rocky, I need one that says, I don't know, like second address or something. Say I go into the contacts. And in here it has the address 1 and 2, but he says, okay, we need an address 3. All I have to do is go into the database, add that one item in it, and when you refresh the screen, boom, it's on. And it's now acceptable. I created this so it can be flexible and it can grow on its own without making a code change. You know what I'm saying?
Like I said, we may be the solution for the nation.
Yeah. And that's what we need to do. And then to be able to do what you're talking about is creating an API that we can link them all together. And that will come in the future. And if I have to, I will help with that too. You know what I mean?
Thank you.
You're welcome. So anyway, let's move on off of the LRO. That wasn't really one of our main topics, but good, we needed it. And as far as elections, we need to get more information. People need to go through this stuff. We need to actually start voting on a few things, you know, for the elections. One of them is the handbook, which is this one here. So everybody needs to go through it. Make any changes or whatever you think that needs so we can bring it to the assembly and, you know, get this handbook done. And still, because when we, you know, when the de facto or anybody else says, well, how do you do your elections? We're going to hand them this handbook. This is how we do our elections. This is our, you know, our guides, our procedures, and how we do this, right? And we need those to prove that we're a real government and we have policies in place on how we do things. And when we, and then we follow them, right? So that's why we need to go through these. It's, everybody needs to go through this stuff. You know, it needs to be not just Rocky creating them, you know, and I'm doing it to try to get things, you know, started. And the reason I'm doing them as Union State, because say I do the Union State, well, then Clark County says, well, I want, we want to do something a little different on, you know, the way that we nominate people. Then they would change this document. You know, they would create their own document based on this one. This gives them a start. They would then change it and make it their own. You know, and then Clark County would have their own, you know, election handbook. You know, same thing with Nye County or Washoe County or any of the other counties. We're giving them a head start on not have to create from scratch, to take something and modify it and make it their own, right? That's what we're trying to do. But we're trying to come up with something, you know, generic enough and that it's, you know, a good, you know, good procedures to do things so that they would be able to use it, right? And that's the ideal of having the Union State meetings like we're doing, is because this is for all the counties, and all the counties can, you know, put in their requests, say, like, well, can we add this, you know, as a standard for all the counties, right? And that's what the Union State one is. That is a standard for all the counties. And then the counties then can modify and do their own little, you know, things, you know, because there's every county, you know, because they're smaller some and there's some bigger ones, they have other things that we wouldn't do. You know, it's like if you take one that's more of like a farm county, they're going to gear most of their stuff with what the farmers would do and, you know, their time frames and all that, which we don't do in Clark County. You know what I'm saying? So they would modify it to how to fit their county, you know, to be able to do their elections there, right? So we're just trying to, you know, as a group, trying to come up with something that can be used through all the counties, right, on the soil jurisdiction. Everything we're doing is soil jurisdiction-based. Has nothing to do with the land. You know what I'm saying? You know, the Nevada State will then have to come up with their election procedures on how they, you know, elect their officers for the state, right? That's a whole nother thing. They can take from this and create their own from it, or they can just create their own. You know, it's I'm trying to help everybody if we can. But again, once I've created these, whatever, we need to, as a group, go through them and then make them your own. It's, you know, it's, this is not Rocky's assembly, you know, Rocky's government. This is we the people, all of us. So we all got to make it our own. You know, as a coordinator, I'm trying to give you guys the information so that you can do that. Anything else on the election stuff?
I'm good.
Okay. Okay, the next thing I want to talk about, well, actually, Carlos, since you're already here talking, all right, you wanted to go over...
Are you saying something, Rocky? What are you trying to say?
You wanted to go over this.
Yes, I do.
Okay. Go ahead. You got the floor.
Okay. The reason why I guess I went off on a tangent there on the LRO is because our identification is paramount during this time of transition. I think that, is it Nitty? She does the United States of America podcast, has mentioned many times about our duality, our dual economy, and that type of thing. Now, we are, basically as an economy because of the Global Family Bank or what Anna is doing with regards to St. Crown Exchange or whatever, is not really much of a factor at this point, that it's not even functioning, including the whole vendor experiment that they're talking about. And so we are stuck in a somewhat of a twilight zone. And I've been along with several others of our group, pretty much pushing real hard to establish a passport for us and a Federation or the United States of America unincorporated passport is what I believe, and I could be wrong, but you guys can fill me in, those who know more, that that's what I think needs to be done. I mean, we could issue a passport at the state level, the union state level even. But I don't think that helps the cause much because it becomes very fragmented and can lose its potential. Now, passports, by their definition, are recognized as identifications of inhabitants of countries in the mode of travel, and they use that for the identification for those purposes of travel. And so we have a post office in Philadelphia that is, according to Anna, under our control at the Federation level, and that post office is also compliant and under the treaty with the Universal Postal Union, which is the hub of the treaties with all the member countries that are involved, which is basically the rest of the planet. And there may be a few exceptions, but that's basically everything and everywhere you can imagine going. And so the idea of having the passport through the UPU and recorded with the UPU so it can be recognized through that treaty gives it power and observance by so-called quote-unquote authorities, especially the de facto here in the United States. This is very important because it establishes who we are. Then from there, once we are established who we are, we can exercise our rights. The de facto can no longer try to, that Anna calls it, they try to associate us to the straw man, to the person, corporation, entity, and all these other blah, blah, blah things that are nothing but fraud. And so therefore we have a basis and a baseline that they cannot cross because we identify who we are and their jurisdictions end at that line. And so these things are protections, lawful and legal protections. And they also are powerful tools that let us literally become owners again, property owners. We can establish our sovereignty. We can have our limited diplomatic immunity to the de facto, which has actually invaded our lands. So these things I find extremely important for us to, as a fledgling startup country again, to reestablish ourselves. Because if we have to be fighting these guys in uniform, okay, all you have to do is ask Keith Love if he'll show up in a uniform and try to exercise our common law. You know, right now they'll just arrest him for impersonating an officer. Okay, and that is something that we need to put to bed. Our continental marshals and all that gives teeth to all of these things that we're seeing developing and happening. The other side of the coin that has to go with that is our ability to exercise trade. Trade requires the exercise of a means of exchange. And that comes back to our asset-backed AFD. That has to be activated now because that would fund our efforts, create our infrastructure, support our software development, our servers, our communications pieces, our travel requirements, our buildings, and all these other things. All of this falls under this. Without that, we're just blowing smoke into the wind and watching it disperse because we're constantly reinventing and restarting because we're failing because of lack of the resources we need. This idea of AFD, the USD conversion and exchange needs to be realized as something essential and necessary for the time being. Until the US dollar is replaced, we have to use it. And we have to use it as a tool. Money is nothing more than a tool. It's a means of trade. It's a means of obtaining resources and necessities of life in order to continue on and then take action that will then build our country. So I've put together this document that you see on the screen, and the purpose of it is to establish a petition. And that's not really a petition. It's actually we're putting a notice to Anne and the Federation to create the passport and to focus to open up the AFD for conversion and exchange, so that we can convert it into meaningful currencies that will allow us to acquire tools, support, preparations, whatever we need in order to weather the storm it's going to take for transition. Right now, if the chaos of the de facto comes down on us, we're going to be scattered all running around trying to wonder what we're going to eat to just survive the day. I don't want to see that happen. And right now, that AFD, if it's real, if that gold is gold backing it, is real, and I believe that it is. Right now, it's just the belief system. I don't have true proof. I think if any of you have seen the true proof of that, please step forward and put it on. Let's put it on our network. But I believe it is, because I think that Anna is the real deal. She's really put it out there. But, you know, she's at the wit's end. I don't know if you read her recent posting up on her webpage and all that. And she's actually talking about money. And the thing about it is, money is not airy-fairy. And it's not wisps of love flying in the clouds. It's an actual tangible instrument for getting things done. I can go to Ace Hardware and buy machine tools, okay? And I can make things with those things with money. I can eliminate burdens of concern right now by being able to stockpile food, to put in a battery backup solar panel system in my home so that I don't have a darkness when the lights go out. These are things that are real that we can do now with that type of conversion. And to say otherwise, you're barking in the wind. That's a fantasy land stuff, and many who know me know I'm very, very intolerant of airy-fairy, loosey-goosey, all this stuff, you know, phantom, whiffy stuff, touchy-feely. I'm very much a Christian practitioner. I believe very much in the power of love, but love is a creation tool and requires action with intelligence. You cannot have love if you're an idiot. Okay, and I don't mean to put it like that or hurt anybody's feelings, but love applied with intelligence, guess what? Wonderful marriage. What's that saying say? Happy wife, happy life? Most men know this. Okay, that requires intelligence to do that. So, and you can use all other kinds of phrases. I'm not just focused on one. But these things we need to understand need to be put in concrete, and things like money or resources or access to resources need to be treated with formality, with clarity, and with no tomfoolery. It's about getting things done. There's people losing their houses because of their belief system in this, and that should not be happening. And there are people who are going into major stresses trying to implement the principles that have been taught here. And that should not be happening. How quickly do you think the authorities that we're dealing with, whether it be here in Clark County, the Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department, or the County Assessor's Office, or the Board of Education, how quickly do you think they would be talking any kind of smack if they knew what they could have with us? All right. I'll say something. I'll ask that question all day long, and the only answer they're going to say is they're going to just jump over. They're going to jump ship over here.
Yeah.
They're going to recognize our authority immediately.
Exactly.
We just solved their problems. Mm-hmm. We have the solution. We need to apply it. And the more we dilly-dally, we're going to be ill-prepared when the cave-in occurs, because they created their own doom. Anybody who's got their eyes wide open knows the banking system is on the border and brink of failure. And even gold, if you have it, isn't going to feed you. You can't eat the gold. You got to have land. You got to have water. You got to have resources in order to grow that food. And right now, we're ill-prepared for all of it. So my focus here is these passports establish who we are, establish our rights, and establish a very powerful, lawful and legal coat of protection on one side. The money on the other side allows us to act. We talk about standing up. How can you stand up a general assembly if you don't even have a courthouse to put them in? And if you do, how are you going to maintain it? And if we're going to have an LRO and a database and all that, if it wasn't for Rocky, his servers, and his know-how, this LRO would be in the Stone Age. So that requires skills. It requires people. It requires action. It requires work, sweat, and heat. All these things are required to form, literally form, this country. And it starts right here. Without that, you know, we're really just barking a lot of nice things, a lot of good platitudes, okay, and getting nowhere. And people will leave because things are tough, because things are hard. And those people who are, we are going to displace from power without this are going to fight us tooth and nail. And I yield after that. Any questions?
Anybody has any questions for Carlos, or we don't want
to
move on?
Carlos, my brother, this brother love. Hey, yeah. Man, you're preaching to the choir, man. I totally agree with everything that you said, like always, anyway.
No, thank you, brother love.
And again, what we need to do is have this continued moving forward and establishing our system so that we do and we are able to fast forward, power forward when we do finally get financial relief to power forward. Now, I think Rocky was going to, I'm not sure if he is or not, but talk about the meeting that happened last night with the two sheriffs and mm-hmm. the, I think she's one of the directors, if not one of the directors of the U.S. Capital Bank, and she was making a decision, she said, to fund, she had the financial wherewithal and had been given authority, and that she was going to start. Now, again, I've heard that this has been mentioned before, months earlier, but from a different person and maybe a different entity other than the U.S. Capital Private Bank. But that she was going to start off with services that were needed and financing those. So I totally agree with you, my brother, on everything that you're talking about. Again, we need to establish our own national protected LRO where we're not going through Terry or anybody else. We do have to establish that one, too, to keep our footing stable and have our own stuff together here in Nevada. And I think, and I agree with you, too, that I do now agree and believe that there is that financial backing, that there is the gold, and there's boxes. What they talk about different boxes that they have authority over to allocate finances, actual fluidity in our system that we can use it here. Because like you said, man, we're not going to pay any bills with vibrations and you know, harmony and love. I mentioned we have all that. We are love. We know that our blessings come, all good things come from God. So we know it's going to be the Lord that actually finally clears the way for us to have it happen. So all of those things are already in place. And now we just need the door to open where we can have the finances. But what I heard, again, correct me, Rocky, if you heard this is incorrect information, is that what she said, Emily said last night to the two other sheriffs, that she was going to authorize finances for these services, including the sheriff's department and what have you. So we'll wait and see. But that's the latest, greatest from what I heard. But again, Carlos, I love you, man. I'm so grateful you're on our team, in our family, and I just love what you said. I do yield.
Okay. With that said, Keith is actually right on a lot of things were said. In this part of it now, what I want to do is, you know, go into this part of the money, the GFG. And what I did is I put out three videos for everybody to watch. The first video was GFG on a Monday night video, and I've hoped everybody watched it or whatever, because there was a lot of disappointed with people on what they said and whatever. There was some good information in there, and they showed you where the training is for their system and all that stuff. And I went through it all, and I had conflicts with whatever. And then if you get into the Thursday night call and actually listen to the questions and the things that I said to Anna, I wasn't really being nice. I was putting it down exactly the way everybody's thinking is, you know, GFG says that they're a closed system. They're, you know, they're not a bank. They're not the ones that are going to, you know, transfer AFDs to FRNs and all that kind of stuff, you know, which I had an issue with, and so did everybody else, because we were told that's what it was. And you go to their training on there, and one part of the training says that you would be able to transact with everybody in the world in different currencies. Well, if you can't transfer from AFDs to FRNs or to rubles or to whatever, then what good is anything? And then why is their documentation, their training telling you you can, and they're telling you, you know, Hunter was saying you can't. So that was the reason why, you know, I had this big old letter I was going to read to Anna, but because she started off the whole thing with the confusion from everybody and all the complaints that everybody had on what Hunter and his team said in that deal, and there is going to be a follow-up meeting on that one that's going to talk about another part of the system, and I hope that's soon. But then we get into, like, what Keith was talking about on Friday. Emily, and let me explain a little bit who Emily is, the director of U.S. Capital Bank. So she's high up in it. And she has been allocated a certain amount of gold and finances to use in her discretion to help finance the assemblies, okay? She was in that meeting basically telling everybody that, you know, she's not going to be funding your personal account and all that. She's going to be working on infrastructure. And infrastructure means, you know, so that we can build our courts, our, you know, buildings, our sheriff's departments, our, you know, all the stuff that we need, fire departments, whatever we need as far as resources, you know, our infrastructure in our counties, in our state, and all that, she's going to help work on that. So I am going to be contacting Emily. I will be trying to set up a U.S. Capital Bank for the counties, all the counties, and hoping that we can get some funding. And we're going to have to come up with a, you know, our budget. We have Fiona that was actually working on a budget stuff for us. We need to do more of that so we can have, you know, basically tell Emily what it is that we need in our counties and in our state so that we can get some funding. So in the long run, I mean, it started out really bad. And it's still kind of bad, because when are we going to fund our accounts so that our people can pay their house payments and all that stuff? And right now at this point, I didn't hear any real answers. I tried to narrow Anna down on a lot of them. And, you know, I even went too far as, if you watch the video, I told her that, you know, we have the QFS system that's coming out, the credit score system's coming out in China. And all of those have control over how we spend our money or not spending money. And then we have GFG, which is supposed to get us all that freedom, and we're supposed to have freedom from all those kind of controls and everything. And then we have people that put money in the vault and created their accounts and all that. You know, some issues went on with some of the people had medical issues and tried to get their money out, and it ended up that GFG closed their account completely. And the money they put in, they kind of lost, as far as we know. We don't know where it's at. Like I told Anna, who is guaranteeing and protecting our assets? Who is it? Is it the Federation, or is it the people, the counties? Who's, you know, is it GFG? Because, well, we're seeing GFG didn't protect these people, you know, assets, right? So I was concerned and all that with everybody. And basically, from what I'm saying is, if you have any answer or any questions, whatever, you know, from what I said, I hope you guys watch the videos so you can get your own opinions. But I'd like to hear from each one of you on what you thought about what was going on.
Rocky, can I chime in real quick?
Go ahead.
I think the thing that also, and I'm grateful for everything you said, I think the thing that affected most all of us was the, not condensation, but the way that
the way that people were talking to us was like, you know, I don't want to say how dare you have actual needs and to bills to pay. And, you know, I just felt there was no real compassion as far as what we have going on as individuals here in the world. Like Carlos said, you know, you need the finances to actually pay for things. And it seemed to me like we were, obviously not condensation. I forget how to, the one word that mentions how people, when someone looks down their nose at you, to me, it was just like, not water developing from condensation. No, but people looking down at you, they especially a couple of the people I don't want to name on that call, on that podcast, it just seemed like it was kind of, I just said I didn't want to say the name. Yeah, so anyway, to me, that's what we had to come back from. We have to come back from that. And so that was pretty hurtful to us. A lot of, that's why they probably, Anna got probably a lot of questions and comments from people like, what the heck was that?
Right.
Just because it was, you know, the harmony and we get that. And we are that way if we're not struggling. If we're not struggling financially, it's a lot easier to be harmonic and feel the vibrations and all that stuff. So this was an encouraging phone call. I mean, podcast for me, the last one that I heard last night. Again, I'm much more encouraged again, and I'm grateful for all your questions that you did ask Anna too. It's like, you know, we need to actually, you know, be happy about moving forward and being together as a family, because we are all we have. And I yield.
Okay. Anybody
May I? This is Carlos again, or does somebody else want to get in there quick?
Go ahead, Carlos.
Okay. My take on last night's meeting was not much different than my take on the Monday night meeting. I saw condescending in there as well, and there's a lot of airy-fairiness in there. I know about the Capital U.S. Capital Private Bank out of Dubai, and I looked into them back in 2017, by the way, when they were first setting up over there. And I do not have much confidence in what they do and how they do it. They do not give any funding at all to anybody. What they do is they put their so-called assets, which they paper all over the place, and you are supposed to use that as some type of collateral support for funding that you get through the de facto banks. That's how they've been working it. And they have a network of what's called trustees. The woman that was on there is not an employee of Capital Private Bank. She is a trustee, kind of almost like a paid-for director in an MLM company. And she's been given X amount that she's supposed to try to turn that into a leveraged or debentured or some kind of structured collateralized mechanism, which generates then the funds for the projects that they come up with. And so I'm not trying to put water on it. I've looked at these kinds of things for many years. And like I said, I approach things from a hyper-reality area. And if you don't produce results, then you don't get it. And these guys are red flagged everywhere, all around the world. It's not just the United States and whatever. And I wanted to point that out. The other thing too, I'm gonna read you something that I wrote earlier today about the take. I felt it was the blind leading the blind. My opinion, it was an utter waste of time. And what I come back to is that long before the Continental Marshals or Sheriffs are funded, the people, living men and women, must be funded. I know I can self-govern my own money and credit without a secondary telling me or you how many hoops to jump through. We the people need access to our gold. Emphasis there. It's not theirs. It's not Anna's. It's not TFG's. It's ours. It doesn't matter that they did the footwork. They were recovering our assets. And it needs to be put into our hands yesterday. Gold assets in any form and the capacity to exchange to any form necessary, whether it be fiat, credit, or whatever, to facilitate a trade or exchange for goods or services. And we need that right now. None of those systems, not U.S. Capital Private Bank or right now the Global Family Bank, is giving that pathway right now. Now, I have to ask something about that. it would be very clear. We need that right now. Now I have to ask, is that clear enough to be comprehended? Am I harmonizing enough? Or do I need to resonate more? And then with that, I yield.
Okay. Anybody else want to say anything?
Yes. I'm looking at a screenshot of the system requests where people are putting in requests for the prosperity card. How is that possible when I haven't received any information on that yet?
The prosperity cards themselves, they haven't issued any of those yet. So I don't know where you're, you know, I've heard it before too, but nobody's ever got any, and they're not doing them yet. So I don't know how you would even get one.
Right. Okay.
Anybody else? Or James, you got more? Go ahead.
Pauline, may I?
Go ahead, Pauline.
I am of the mindset that we should at least here do something collectively to send forward, because from what I'm seeing, it would be a shame for us to accumulate all of these credits only now to have a third party say that they are now going to distribute credits to one person and not to the rest of us. Because what she actually said on yesterday's call on the podcast was that he gave her credits that is representative of what her, I think she said her energy or whatnot. So my right. thought was, if he had the ability to do that for her, what is stopping him from doing that for every person who does have credits in their system? I think it would be nice to ask that question, you know, to say simply, how was she able to justify or give you that whatever it was that she had to hand over because they're credits? And, you know, I'd just like to know how that's done so that maybe the rest of us can do it. I yield.
May I? She also mentioned something very clear. She received no money, no nothing from the bank. And she said that outright in the video. And so, therefore, what does she really have? When people talk about energy and things of that nature, I know what energy is. I use it all the time as an engineer, developing electronic and electrical systems. I know what energy is. And I also know love energy and emotional energy and all these things. When people talk like that, they're obfuscating. And they need to be very clear what they mean by that. Because if I can't go down to the Ace Hardware store and buy a hammer, then they're just talking smoke. And it's that simple. And I hate to be the one to talk like that. I'm not trying to talk bad or negative. We need tangible, workable assets, not feelings. That
right.
needs to be hammered down. And I'll tell you right now, I have zero confidence in U.S. Capital Bank. I don't trust what they are doing. I've looked into them all over the years.
Carlos, you didn't throw water on it, bro. You just squished me out with a blanket. You put it out with a
blanket. I didn't mean to do that. No,
it's cool. It's cool because what I believe in is what your research was dictating and indicating. I trust you, bro. You know, we're here. We're family. So when you say that with clarity. Again, you harmonized and your vibrations were great. That was, to me, really just like threw us off the rails, man, the whole harmonic thing. And, oh, he's such a beautiful man and all this. I'm like, man, every time they ask the question, they just convoluted the answer into the word salad. Exactly. So I totally agree, but how do we do that, Carlos? How do we hammer down with an ace hammer hard? I mean, you know, how do we hammer that down? How do we get that to happen? Again, I heard that she said she didn't have any money from GFG, but she did have other assets. And if you've already looked into it, man, again, you have a lot more information than I did. So, again, I was probably encouraged because there's two of my brethren, the sheriffs, on that podcast too, and they were asking great straight up questions, and they weren't just taking the pansy ansy word salad answers, and they had follow up questions, which to me was a million times better than the whole thing with Hunter. That was just
To me, it was cruel and painful going through that meeting, watching Hunter and all that. Yeah. So anyway, I yield, bro. I'm grateful, and we'll just continue to move forward and try to figure out a way. I don't know how to get money out of them for all our benefits. And just between you and me, I was going to try and hire all you people at the Sheriff's Department if we got that money. So because I need secretaries. I mean, you know what I'm saying? It wouldn't just be with just us. We would do our best to distribute it with, you know, with workable positions in the sheriff's it's not a department, the sheriff's office. Anyway, I love you guys, so I'm totally down, Carlos. I got your back. I yield.
Okay.
May I?
No, hang on here. I want to clarify some stuff. What Emily was talking about, if you really listen to her, she's got the assets, gold and whatever, that she can create bonds and I forgot what she called the other things, but basically, she can create all the bonds to do this stuff, whatever, but she still can't fund it herself. You know what I'm saying? And if you guys really listen to the whole thing, we get to the end of it, she said that all of the money that, I think his name is David or something, that actually everybody threw all the asset into his lap, which is in, I don't know if it's Puerto Rico or, not Puerto Rico, Philippines. And basically, she said that the only person that has authority to release any of the money is Anna. So again, we're waiting for Anna to sign something or do something to release all those funds to us. So even if she creates the bonds and the, you know, all the stuff that they need to fund these things, it still would have to be signed off by Anna to release the funds.
Right. Yes, yes, that is correct. Anna has always been the one that controls that. It's never in Hunter's hands. Mm-hmm. And so the other side of the coin, quietly, while we've been focused on the Global Family Bank, mm-hmm. the St. Crown Exchange has turned into a juggernaut website. Now, if you've seen the work that they've done on that website, it is absolutely monumental. And therefore, that's where they're going. And there's a statement on the website that they have all the gold for the Global Family Group, us, in other words. Right. And they have the portals already developed.
Right.
We don't even need to interact with the Global Family Bank other than for them to give their nod to approve the operation of the St. Crown Exchange. So that would solve the problem we're all talking about right now. Just activate the St. Crown Exchange. Let us all get our ability to convert to any currency, whether it be USD, pesos, francs, marks, whatever. And that's all that's required to make that start to happen. And the floodgates would just flow.
Exactly. Right on.
This other one with U.S. Capital, I want to be very clear. They don't provide one nickel or dime to anybody. And the bonds that you're talking about and their instruments that they're talking about are all de facto instruments. Every one of them, they're all debt instruments. No matter how fancy they make them look, how collateralized they seem to be, that's what they are. And they're all based on repayment with interest. Now, some of those things they'll say no interest or whatever, but what they have is they have an interest in the projects that, if they do get funded, do happen, which, by the way, if you do a deep research, you'll find no project funded by them. You'll find nothing in the news at any point in time over the last 8 years that they've had any projects that have come to any fruition at all. So I'm not sure what they're doing or how they're doing it. And what they do is they recruit a whole bunch of people that put money up to be a trustee with them. That's how they get their people who represent them.
Right.
So you need to understand that. I don't know what to call it. I'm not going to call it a Ponzi scheme. I'm not going to call it some super hyper sophisticated MLM, but it is certainly not operating on any of the wavelengths that we've seen to date. Not even in comparison to St. Crown Exchange or whatever. DFT is the closest thing I've seen to them because they also talk the same touchy feely words without producing anything. So I'm just giving you my opinion on that. Read carefully.
Okay, let's let everybody else that wants to talk. Anybody else wants to talk? Because, you know, we're getting close to 8 o'clock. You know, we've been on here a while. So if anybody else other than Carlos and Keith or whatever wants to talk, because we like to hear everybody's opinions. Anybody else want to say something?
Yeah, Rocky, this is Charlotte.
Go ahead, Charlotte.
So everything that I'm hearing, that this is not going to happen anytime soon. Is that what I'm hearing?
That's the...
making it sound like at one point this is going to be, you know, like before December. Then she said the end of January. Now she said the end of March, and near here we are in April. And if that's the final word, how come she just doesn't go ahead and say, hey, dudes, let's release this money to the people? This is what I'm not understanding. And then that last little video that I watched her in, it seemed like she got very upset when you asked her a direct question. So am I not understanding her attitude, or, Rocky, I'm not getting this.
Yeah. If you actually looked at her face when I was talking to her, she was looking at me like, you know, like, why are you asking me these questions?
Yeah,
or
100% I saw that.
Yeah. It was like she was disgusted with me or something, or surprised that I actually even asked.
Yeah. But if you can't go down to the store and buy a pack of bubble gum, I mean, what good is this? I mean, having our own government and everything is really cool. But if we don't have freedom to operate our government, what is the point?
Exactly.
I don't understand why we're doing all this if we're not going to be able to have the freedom to operate how we want.
Right. Well, that's why we're having this discussion, because, you know, what all of us are seeing is that we're not seeing any kind of time frames, any kind of, you know, something that's guaranteeing us that money's going to come on a certain date or nothing like that, and nobody's still not answering those questions. But again,
she already ran us through a bunch of dates before too. Yeah. Oh, August.
So that's what.
Yeah.
That's what Charlotte is talking about, and the other thing that Emily said.
Hello.
Yeah, we can hear you now, Caroline.
Before, it's really weird.
No, we couldn't.
Is anybody still talking?
Yeah, go ahead and talk. Let me think about what I was going to say.
I didn't know because I had to hang up and call back because I didn't think anybody could hear me at all. Okay, this is my thought. I've been paying a lot of attention to Anna since she started trashing Trump. And I don't believe we could ever do anything without him. And I don't believe that Anna ever had any gold. First of all, she said she had the gold. Then she said that Trump took the gold from her. That is wild in itself. Okay? Then she said she was going to take the gold and put it in caves. People have got to think critically. I am a Q-tard. I learned how to think after I woke up. I question everything. And that woman is not telling us the truth, and something is very, very wrong. I remember when she got all excited after she told us we would have the money, and then she said it would be up by October, then it was going to be by Christmas, then it was going to be by New Year's, then it was going to be soon. Nothing came to fruition. We have to trust them by their fruits, and nothing is happening. And that meeting with Global, as soon as I heard that guy say, as above, so below, I realized who these people are. I worked for an insurance company, and I worked hard to get an insurance certificate to sell insurance. And these people said, oh, we're going to give you the moon. You're going to have a nice car. We have this. We have that. You know, then they started getting us in there and taking our loot from us. They didn't give us what they said they were going to. People kept hanging on and waiting for them to give them something, and they kept taking, and finally I realized they were satanic assholes. The guy had a video. As soon as he was done saying what he was saying, he took his hand, and he threw his hand in the corner of the video with the 666, and I was like, holy shit. These guys are vultures, and that's the same thing that GFD is. They're vultures. I don't know why you guys can't see it. I don't know if there's still something over your eyes, but they are not on the up and up, especially if they're stealing from people, taking their money, not giving it back. If I told everybody, hey, did you hear about so-and-so? Chase Bank had them put their money into a so-called trust, because GFT says it's not a trust now, so-called trust, and then they wanted to get their money out because they needed it, and they wouldn't give it to them. You would tell me that's fraud. We are dealing with some very manipulative people. Anna doesn't have a heart. I don't see it. I don't see what she's doing that's so good, and I don't hear her talking about Jesus Christ. That gives me an alarm bell, and I'm sorry, but this country was founded on Christian Judeo values, and she wants to let people that came in here become citizens with a fat of an eyelash. She doesn't even acknowledge the Muslim Brotherhood invasion we have here, the Islamic people we have building communities and cities that hate us, the imams saying they're going to, you know, take over our country, death to America. We're better off with Trump, I'm telling you, because that man is working to get us our republic back. And I don't think that she's doing the damn thing except for flapping her jibs. And she sits in that room, and she's by herself in an empty room, and that stupid closet door is open about an inch. That's weird. That's weird. Everything is a red flag with that woman.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. Everybody praises her to high heaven. I have not seen her do one thing for anyone except she asks for money. And for the longest time, there was no deposits to GFG after her husband died. Maybe she didn't know how to manipulate the GFG website. I don't know. That was one of my thoughts. Why isn't there anything going in there? And then that meeting, they weren't only condescending to us. They were downright evil. That smiley dude, oh, my God. So we are not dealing with good people. You cannot just say you're good and then all that mumbo jumbo. That's hiding their true selves. Their demons were rattling. They were so rattled at the end of that meeting that they were being downright nasty because they lost control, I think. That's my opinion. That's what I've seen. I have high discernment from God, and I don't see good people here. They are not keeping their word. Their word goes all over the map. And Anna, she's all excited about Philadelphia. Let's build Philadelphia. What the fuck is she talking about?
No, Anna, I agree with you completely. My question would be is if they're depositing.
The fact that we've been conned really elaborately. They saw they had a deficit. She comes back on, flapping her jibs again. She didn't even listen when Rocky told her about those people that couldn't get their money out. Any good person on this planet would be alarmed at that fact, and she's not. That's all I have to say for right now. I probably got to shit.
We're down. We're down with you, girl. We are down with you. You definitely... We agree. Say we have the wool pulled over our eyes because we're right there with you. We see that too. I mean, we totally agree with you.
I know that our straw man accounts exist. I used to listen to Field McConnell, and there were some people that he was talking about. This is when I first learned about all this stuff, our accounts. And there were some people that were buying RVs with the accounts. And then they got busted and they went to prison, federal.
Right.
I was so inquisitive that I got my account number, which is just your Social Security number and the letter that's on the back of your account number. And I paid my mortgage when I lived in Michigan. I left my money in there for my mortgage just in case something, you know, went crazy. 2 weeks after my mortgage went through like a bank account, I got the thing that said, you paid your mortgage, thank you. They reversed it. The accounts exist. I don't think the IRS is at full capacity. It may even be dismantled because they don't answer the phone and nothing is going on. And I remember a guy, because I, again, was a Q-tard. There was a guy that was downtown in D.C., and he was filming all what was going on, the gallows being built, all these stages, all the fencing around it with the locks on the outside, the buildings that were empty. And I don't think the IRS is functioning. And I think Trump is the treasurer because they just came out with that article about the money, and Trump's name is going to be on the money. The only people that have ever signed the money in the past were the treasurers. So I think Trump is the one that's trying to give us our country back. And everybody I know that's further down the rabbit hole than I am that believes other things, and you know, that I have not seen, and I try not to say what I don't know if I don't know it. I listen to people that speculate and tell you they're speculating, and when they know something, they tell you that it's true.
I agree.
I don't listen to fake-ass people that blow smoke up your ass. So I really do think we're in good hands with President Trump. I really do think there's money coming. I don't know when that's going to be. We all thought it was going to be sooner, but he's dealing with monsters right now.
Yeah.
Iran had to be dealt with, and that's another thing that pisses me off about these people. They don't want the war. It's not a war. What this is a war that was started with us, and Obama continued the war by giving them money, letting them come in our country, letting them come into our government, letting them put up shop everywhere around this country. And now we've got Sharia law and we've got all this bullshit going on. So I honestly, even if Anna was on the up and up, we ain't getting nothing without Trump. Because the de facto that used to run the country would tell us F you and put us in jail. They don't have to play ball with us. They have the power. They have the military. So that's it. I yield.
Thank you, Caroline. Anybody else wants to talk? Oh, we're really getting close. We're going to keep them to 3 minutes because we're running out of time here. Anybody else?
I'll just say, I'll use a minute and a half. I totally agree with what you said. Almost 98% of what you said, sweetheart. We agree with you in a lot of those areas, and most of us do. I'm grateful that you put it out the way you did. And until we're shown something different, I still think we need to develop our own stuff, our own systems here, like what Rocky's doing, protect ourselves. And again, we agree totally. And if we do get anything, it is going to be because of Jesus. So we're down with what you said, sweetheart. I mean, at least my wife and I. So I yield.
Okay.
We should be more involved in the, what's that thing called?
Caroline, we got other people who want to talk.
I know. But what's that thing, the thing with the states where you get so many people to vote? What is that called? It says with the seat.
Competitive states.
We should be more concerned with doing that sort of thing, and we should be more concerned with the sheriff, because the sheriffs are the power in every state. So getting with the sheriff and getting with the convention of states, it's going to help us more than anything.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. Sorry.
Leanne wants to talk.
Hi.
Hi.
I totally am in, as they would say at GFG, I'm in total harmonizing with, but anyway, with what everybody's saying, and I'm really appreciative, because when I watched that GFG Monday night podcast, I was so deflated at the end. It was just, I was trying to reason with myself as to, look, you never had this before, so if it's going to take longer, it's going to take longer. But so many points have been brought up here that resonate with how I've been thinking. Does anybody have any constructive ideas about how we can approach Anna about these concerns and complaints of ours under the circumstances? How do we move forward? Everybody's saying exactly what they're feeling, and I can feel it right along with you. But how do we go forward to try to get action to get this thing off the ground, or to prove to us absolutely that GFG is a con job?
Mm-hmm.
Anybody have ideas on that?
May I?
Hang on a second.
I need to comment on that. That's directly... I put that document out there that Rocky showed on his on the screenshot, and that document goes to exactly your question, Ben. The idea here is we need that passport for our protections, number one, and then we need to force Anna through that notification. We need to notice her to open the accounts. It's not in her purview to prevent us to have access to our assets. They're not her assets. They're our assets. And so we need to, as we the people, establish that first, and we need to do that through that notification. That's what the document was to begin to start with. And so we need to do that now. We need to notify her to do those two things. Money, passport.
Rocky, I want to know, do you think that this is legitimate? Is it on the up and up? Should we look going forward? Should we look like this is going to happen or not? Your honest opinion.
Well, my honest opinion as far as GFG and the AFDs and all that, I believe it's all real. Now, is it going to happen in our lifetimes? I don't know. You know what I'm saying? I've heard so many dates and so many things, you know, because probably about 8 years ago, I heard something that was going to happen on July the 4th, and I thought it was going to happen last year. And it may be this year in July the 4th. There was supposed to be like a reset and a jubilee and a bunch of stuff, and I thought it really was going to happen last July 4th. And the way things are going, because even like right now, my daughter got a letter from the IRS stating that they're holding her refund until they go over her documents. And it's just a deploy to, because they don't have the money to pay her, to pay out the refunds to everybody. And I believe there's going to be some kind of reset or something that's going to happen. And then all that will open up and we'll get the funds. Now, the problem is how long can the people hold off, and how long, you know, before we even get anything, you know, like, you know, before we're able to, like, pay our house payments or, you know, pay our cars or whatever, you know what I'm saying, just to live, buy food, you know what I'm saying? When is that going to happen? And I don't know. I do believe it will happen. Is it going to happen through GFG or through some other means as far as the U.S. Capital Bank or some credit union? Or, you know, because a long time ago, we heard that we had to create a credit union so that that GFG would fund the credit union and would fund our accounts. I don't know if that's still in play, and we really need to do that or not. You know what I'm saying? So there isn't no answers, and if you guys listen to the Thursday night call. Listen to what I said to Anna. I tried to get those answers for you guys as far as pinning Anna down to time frames or, you know, who's going to protect our assets. I mean, I went through all kinds of stuff. I had a three-page letter I was going to read to her. But because of the way she started out, she answered a lot of my questions. But she didn't answer the ones that we really want to know. When are we going to get funded? You know, who's going to protect us? You know, say if GFG or somebody doesn't like your harmony, are they going to close our accounts? Who's going to stop them from doing it? That's our assets, right? Those are the questions I asked Anna. She didn't answer them.
I know.
May I, Rocky?
Go ahead, Tizu.
Yes. Number one, I just wanted to add to Caroline and also Carlos. I've done some research also in the past in regards to Anna and Hunter. The Kennedy's Living Law Firm in New York has put a press release against Anna and Aki Hunter. If they were ever to, because they questioned them in funding one of the, I believe it was Pennsylvania, but I have that document, and I'm going to send it to you so you can send it to everybody and draw your own conclusion. Number two, it's a bank that Carlos was talking about, the U.S. Capitol. Even Hong Kong has put a red flag against them. So that's number two. Number three, the only way that we can see, Anna put a UCC, when she registered all of these assets, it was her autograph, nobody else. She claimed everything under the sun in her name, but including all of us. So therefore, she holds the sword against all of us. If we make the wrong move, no, she can chop you off. So anyhow, my observation to make her talk, even, and I'm going to send another two documents in regards to Hunter. He had a company in California, I believe it was a hedge fund, and extracted money from one old lady, $670,000 with the promise, with a 10% in return in 10 days. She never received that. She took it to the court, and then I don't think she ever gotten anything back. So that's my last point. The letter that Carlos put out is our solution to this madness. We need to come forward, all of us, and we can have it notarized by Aaron. So that is the proof of our notary, and then we can make her talk, notice her. In one of her articles, she mentioned that controversial situations with all the high uppers, you know, the officials, can hide behind the statutes. What we do as people, we notice. So it is our time to step forward and act at this time and petition her by utilizing the letter that I assist Carlos in putting it together, we the people. So that will be our next move, and to find out where she's at. So I yield. God bless everybody.
Okay.
God bless.
Thank you. Charlotte, did you want to say or finish what you were going to say now?
That was it, Rocky. I was just curious as to what your opinion is, because I highly respect your opinion and everything that you do, because I know how hard all of it is. It's just I'm like everyone else. I got very discouraged listening to these shows, and I did not listen to this sheriff. When I do apologize, I should have, but I was so discouraged with how Anna talked to you, and just the attitude that she had towards you. And it's like, it seemed like to me that she is trying to be a dictator. That's what it felt like. Like she's trying to be a dictator, and that's what we're trying to get away from.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we don't want to be a part of.
And yeah. What I suggest that all of you, you know, get along with Carlos. I mean, you know, Carlos and P2, whatever. I really can't be involved in what they're, you know, what they're trying to do, and I believe that we really need to do that. But, you know, because I am a Federation, you can say a Federation employee, or, yeah, you know, I'm under the Federation. So, I can't tell you to do that or not do it, whatever. But like what she's saying is, when we don't get what we're needing or what we're looking for, whatever, we do notice people, right? And you know, if you guys all want to get together and create this letter, you know, with Carlos and P2 and notice her, do it. You know, it's, if that's how you feel that it's going to help, that may be one way that helps us, because as far as I know, Anna is the only one that can sign off for the funds to be released. So why hasn't she signed them off? I don't know. But it, yeah, do I believe that the fund's there, and do I believe we're eventually going to get them? I do, but I don't know when.
It seems like she would, just to help herself financially, take care of everything that she needs to take care of. I mean, wouldn't you?
Well, yeah, I mean, you have to understand the being a fiduciary, is the fiduciary really can't sign or do anything for themselves. Okay? Now, in a round turn or whatever, she can fund her kids and everything else, you know, because they're part of us, and then maybe then they could fund her, but she can't just release money to herself. That's it's like if you ever went through a parent that died or whatever, and then you had to, you know, do the...
Yeah, I know how all that works.
Yeah, and you got a person that is actually the executor that does all the stuff. The executor can't write anything to themselves. They can do it for all the other kids or all the other people or whoever else. They just can't do it to themselves. And that's where Anna is right now, is she can't fund herself. That's why she asked for money. And the deal is that you think that if you being her, like if I was her, I would make sure you guys got funds because you would make sure I got funds.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? So I don't understand what the whole thing is or what's tying up everything. I do know there's still some lawsuits going because even Emily said that Anna's the one that so far right now that they say is the one that can release the money. But David or whoever the ones that's got all the gold and all this, you know, the assets, he's got to be through the courts or whatever to tell him Anna is that person, and then he can release it to Anna. But I think there's an issue with that getting done, and that's where I think it's at right now.
Don't you think that it would be amazing if there's actually a concrete answer from her like that? That's why I think it just doesn't pass the smell test.
No.
It'd be a simple answer. Hey, I'm dealing with a lawsuit. We're dealing with a lawsuit. We've got to get through that, and then everybody will be blessed at that point. And mm-hmm. that never happens. It's always the word salad. Another thing, we're talking about 1888, you know, and, you know, what we did back in then, and then the whole question disappears. So
right.
It's just continuously a word salad and parables instead of just, yeah, it's going to take a few years, a few months, but just something concrete. I'm battling a lawsuit. Just facts, not this vibration crap.
Right.
James, she had the gold. She said she had the gold. Then she said Trump come and stole the gold from her. That was insane when I heard that.
Emily explained what that was. That she said that all the gold and silver, the assets or whatever, was dumped on this James or whoever it is, I forgot, Paul or something. Anyway, on his deal, well, she thought that Trump and them took it, but no, they were all dumped on this other guy because the way that it's all working out is that whoever ends up, you know, it's like you ever played the hot potato game, and whoever ends up with the hot potato is one who loses. Well, what's happening is all this, because this is all stolen loot, you know, assets, whoever ends up with it is the one that's going to get prosecuted for it. So they're all dumping it off onto the Philippines, onto this guy where all the gold and everything was originally supposed to be. And Anna thought because it was getting dumped like that, that Trump took it. And she said Trump didn't have it at all. So you guys have to listen to the video, you know, to understand that part of it. Anyway, James wants to say something. Go ahead, James.
Yeah, I just wanted to know if there's a document or a web page with all of the contact information of the coordinators or anyone else that we would need to contact instead of bouncing around from different pages on the sites.
Not that I know of, and we've asked Anna for that, and she doesn't have no list.
Well, I mean, like you, Aaron, you know, is there a page where your contact information is?
Started.
Hang on a minute here. I hit the wrong button. I wanted to show you something. Yeah, I do these web pages and stuff for you guys to have information. Let's go here.
While you're looking for all that, Rocky, remember, you are in Clark County, you are an assembly member, and yes, you do have stake in the game here with us. Don't try to exempt yourself. Regardless of your coordinator status, that has not changed that for you. You are not exempt from that, from being an assembly member and being part of our team.
No, I know that. But the deal is I got to be careful. Anyway, if you go to the Clark County Assembly, I'll get it eventually on the other ones, and you go to the public officials, coordinators. These are all the coordinators in my email address. I got to change them because that email is not working anymore. But this is Tamara, and that's Sue. If you go back and I go officials, go to sheriff, this is Keith. This is his email. I'll need to fix all of those because what you're saying, because of the change of the deal. But most of these things, recording secretary, there's Aaron. And there's Michelle, and there's Tamara. So I'm creating a, you know, on the websites, I'm trying to put this stuff out there, you know, like what you're just asking. So is this what you were asking for?
Yes. Thank you.
Okay. We'll eventually get all of the, you know, I'll correct it all. You know, once the domain went down and all that and I moved it, I need to go through and I recreated all these people, you know, email addresses, and I got to correct them because it's all their names. You know, it's like if I go over here and I go to sheriff, it's Keith.love, and then it's the, well, this one should work, the Clark County, Nevada. I'll have to test them all to make sure they're working, and then I'll update the website so you guys have all the current ways to contact people.
That's perfect. Thank you.
You're welcome. Anything else? Now, we're getting late here, and I don't know if you guys want to keep on going, but I think we may need to cut it off now, and then we can, you know, rehash all of this next Saturday. What do you guys think?
Well, that'd be good.
Last question, Rocky, pertaining to the letter that Carlos brought up earlier.
Uh-huh.
I just want to ask everybody that participated tonight to see if we need to move forward with it. I'm willing to do it at this point in order to notice Anna to get her to respond to all of this that was put out. I just wanted to ask everybody where they're at. I yield.
Hey, everybody that wants to thinks that we should do this or whatever, raise your hands so that P2 has an idea of how many people that want to go forward with us.
I want to. Carolyn.
Okay, Carolyn, raise your hands.
Yeah, I'm on my phone, so I can't raise my hand, but I would definitely be interested in viewing the letter.
Okay, so we got three people so far that are on phones that can't raise their hand.
I don't know how to raise my hand, Rock.
Okay, five people then. Any more?
Rocky, I don't know if you can see mine, but I raised mine.
Okay. 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 people. So, P2, looks like a lot of people want to do it.
Okay. Thank you, everyone. So, we'll try, Carlos, we'll try to get together again and finalize this letter to make sure that everybody signs it, and then we'll forward it to her.
I want everybody to understand this is not a Carlos thing. This is a we the people thing, and I want to point that out there. And I'm more than happy to work because work is what I've done all my life, and if anything good is worth doing, and it always takes a lot of work. So this is one of those things we need to pull together. This is where we need to be unified. Maybe that's the reason for all of this, to be unified, to have the same mind, same principles, same foundations, Everything else, all the other belief systems we may have, we'll have those as our unifying source. That's what makes this country so unique, so awesome, so cool, and that's why we want to restore the republic. I just say that because I want to put it in the context and the spirit in which it's being done, what we're talking about tonight. So it's not my thing, it's our thing, and it's the whole nation's thing.
Okay. Hang on, people. Hang on.
Total transparency.
Yes.
Our new government has to have total transparency, and we've got nothing in the way of transparency from any of these people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Carlos, the reason why I say I really can't be involved with her, because if Anna at any time believes that I'm not helping doing what I'm supposed to be doing, you know, she's the one that hires the fires coordinators, and I don't want you guys to be without a coordinator.
Rocky, I don't believe that. Let me step back a while back when you actually questioned her in regards to Sue's situation, and her answer was for us to take care of it. She's the fiduciary. She has all the authority in the world over the Federation.
Right.
So you can do whatever you want in order to safeguard this whole General Assembly here right now.
No, I understand that, but I don't think if I was fighting with her that would be a good thing for all of you guys. You know what I'm saying?
You don't need to be fighting. You're part of the assembly, and even if she were to fire you, you're our person, not her person. And so that would continue. You're part of our team, and we come first to you, not her. Because the purpose is to stand up this country, and it starts in the counties. And how many times have we heard this? Do I need to regurgitate her own words?
Yeah, I know. Okay.
Right then. Let's not preach to the choir about those kinds of foundational principles, and let's just put them into work and in progress. That's what Keith talks about, and I'm with him on that 100%. We need to put it forward, and that's how you do it. We take that step forward, united, without fear, because what we got behind us is the truth. What we got behind us is principles. What we got behind us is what God put together. Because this country is the only thing I've ever seen in all the history I've ever studied that's had a republic like this.
All right.
So it's worth it.
The miracles happened in the book of Acts when we loved each other and took care of each other. And so if we do unite, there is strength in that. We just power forward with the Holy Spirit and to get anything done at all. I totally agree with you guys.
Okay.
If she responds poorly to what we are asking her, then that is another red flag. I'm sorry. There's 100 million of them so far.
Right. Okay. Well, okay, we're going to go forward with that, whatever. But, again, we're already like 2.5 hours into this, so I suggest we adjourn at this time. We'll take it up in the next meeting.
I make the motion we adjourn.
What's that?
I make the motion we adjourn.
Okay. Anybody second? Okay. Everybody say aye.
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 Aye. Okay. Well, we'll table all of this. Carlos and B2 will work on it, and we'll see you guys next Saturday at 6 o'clock.
Love you guys.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Thank you.